think I've ever seen Paul McCartney play the ukulele. That's Stuart Fuchs right there. A little video the Beatles medley does with a couple of other musicians. And Stuart Fuchs is coming to the Valley, coming to Northampton on Saturday, a concert at Smith College in conjunction with Downtown Sounds and the Smith College Ukulele Club, a concert at Smith College, and some workshops going on in the area on Saturday. We not only welcome Stuart Fuchs to the program. Good morning, Stuart.
Hey, good morning, Bob.
And we also welcome Joe Blumenthal from Downtown Sounds.
Good morning. Hi there.
Now, you're a ukulele enthusiast yourself. And in fact, you've got this beautiful pink job that you
just brought in. Yes, I do. It's a pink Dolphin Bridge ukulele.
So, Stuart Fuchs.
Hey.
You're going to be here all day Saturday.
Yeah, looking forward to it. This will be my second time in Northampton with a concert and workshop series. I'm totally excited to come back.
You do a lot of work with kids.
And also, I do a lot of work with cancer patients. For 6 years, I have been an artist in residence at a cancer hospital in Buffalo, New York.
Now, you got a National Endowment for the Arts grant.
I did, yeah. In about 6 weeks, I'll be returning to Buffalo to be part of a 10-day residency funded by the NEA. What I'm going to be doing is creating a multimedia concert performance where we'll be documenting my interactions with patients. I bring my ukulele, I bring my didgeridoo into the hospital setting. We make music together. The music really, in a lot of ways, connects people with their life outside of the identity of, quote, I have cancer. I mean, when somebody is going through such a dramatic life event as that, it's easy to lose perspective of where they were before they were ill. You know, I'll play You Are My Sunshine or something very simple, and they'll remember, that's the song I used to sing to my daughter. And all of a sudden, they're reconnected with their life and their identity as a person first, not an ill person, but a person.
Now, some of these instruments you play, like the didgeridoo and the ukulele, I would imagine when you walk into a room full of kids, the first thing they're going to do is chuckle, right?
Sometimes, yeah, definitely gets that reaction because it sounds like somebody left a vacuum cleaner on. Eventually, its calming vibration puts people, even rambunctious kids, into a wonderful trance state. And then from there, we bring in some rhythm and we all begin to participate together. Because that's really what I'm all about. I'm all about getting people to participate in their own inborn musicality, you know, their own God-given musicality, which is everyone's birthright.
Now, Joe Blumenthal, of course, is here from Downtown Sounds. You're kind of part of this whole mission to bring Stu Fuchs to Northampton.
First of all, I share Stu's passion for bringing music to people. And the ukulele is a wonderful gateway to that because it's so inexpensive and it's so easy to play. My wife and I were in California a few years ago to go to a wedding, and before the wedding we took a walk on the beach in Santa Cruz, and in front of a restaurant on the beach in Santa Cruz was the Santa Cruz Ukulele Club. There were about 50 people strumming and singing, and it was such a sweet scene. I decided I need to try and do this in Northampton. Our group, which is called AEIO Ukes, started shortly after that when I did a workshop with Jim Beloff, who's another one of the great figures of the ukulele renaissance. It's just kind of snowballed.
Now, there's going to be a couple of workshops that Stu is going to facilitate here.
At noon, we're going to have Uke Fundamentals 101, Introduction to the Ukulele. And then at 1:45, that's at noon, and 1:45, we're going to have a Uke in Black Johnny Cash jam session where we're going to play a lot of Johnny Cash tunes. The registration is through Downtown Sounds. There is a charge for them. But the concert on Saturday night at Smith College is free. That's in the browsing room at the Nielsen Library.
I'll be playing some pieces solo, and I'm also going to have my sweetheart Sarah Carlisle with me on bass. At some point, we'd also love to get Joe up there on bass.
I think we're going to do one of the Johnny Cash tunes. People who participated in the workshop will get to play a number in the concert also.
You're saying that people will go to this workshop and will have enough chops by the end of the day to go up on stage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on. Really?
Yeah, we did it last year. We had almost 25, 30 people up there with us, too.
Wow. No kidding.
Yeah.
And it sounded like something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking to Stukulele, by the way, Stuart Fuchs, one of the most renowned ukulelists. Is that a word?
I guess, yeah.
Ukulele. I never heard it before, but it's good. It sounds good.
You also call yourself a ukulele stuntman.
I do ukulele stunts and tricks where I throw the ukulele in the air as high as I can and catch it. I like to play it behind my head. And I turn the ukulele into a typewriter, play it upside down.
Wherever. Now, you've said that your mission is to bring musical play into everyday life, and you help people find their long-lost musician.
What I like to do is to encourage people to make music for their own enjoyment. You know, it's wonderful to learn an instrument and to have aspirations to perform. Where I originally came from was just playing around the house. That's the kind of music making that I really try to encourage. It can be really empowering.
Stuart Fuchs is going to be in Northampton on Saturday. Some workshops starting at noon at the Northampton Community Music Center, and then the concert at Smith College on Saturday night. There's another workshop on Sunday, is that?
Yeah, the workshop on Sunday is for Smith students.
Now, Joe says here, Stuart, Joe is telling me that he meets people on the street and he can teach them the ukulele in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm a pigeon right here, all right? Can you hand me your pink ukulele? Am I allowed to? This is almost like Ray Mason's Silvertone guitar, right?
No, it's nowhere near as interesting as Ray Mason's Silvertone guitar.
All right, I've got it in my hand right now. I've got
the ukulele. You're going to see that, playing the ukulele is very easy to get, easy to get started on.
All right.
So third finger, first string, third fret.
So my third finger.
Third finger, first string, and strum all four strings, and you have a C chord.
Like that?
All four strings, yeah. Oh. That's one chord.
Wow.
And the other chord is the easy to play is the F chord, and you take your first finger, put it on the second string, first fret.
Second string, first fret. Right there.
Right.
Okay.
And you take your second finger, and you put it on your second fret, fourth string. Right. So you just made an F chord.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Nice job.
It's pretty easy.
I'm going to start composing.
Okay. Then you go back and forth between the two.
Oh, I see. I forgot what the first one was.
But at 90 seconds, you've already had two chords under your fingers.
Yeah. So. And there's a lot of songs that you can sing with two chords.
Look at this. It's like call and response, right?
Yeah.
Here's me. Here's Stuart. You're doing pretty good there, Stuart. You know, only took me a minute to teach you.
Yeah.
Gee, that's pretty good.
You're a good teacher.
Yeah. Plug this sucker in.
And you can take a ukulele anywhere you go. You can have it in your car. I bring it into the supermarket sometimes or the co-op, and I'll serenade the cashier as she's checking out. It's a good thing to bring that joy to people. It feels good.
Yeah, and just by looking at it, you're automatically halfway there with the joy factor, aren't you?
Absolutely. People just see this cute little instrument come out of the case, and you know, people start to smile before you even play a single note.
Well, people are going to be smiling in Northampton this weekend, a couple of workshops at Northampton Community Music, and then the big show at Smith College at the Nielsen Library on Saturday night. Stu Fuchs, Joe Blumenthal. Thanks, Stuart. We'll see you on Saturday.
Thanks. Looking forward to it.